This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd the Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. I'm your host, Todd the Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Clothesline Settlements, our preferred partner for your closing needs. Well, you're in for a special treat today because in the studio with us now is Colin Johnson. He's with John Foreman Real Estate, and he's going to talk about being green in the real estate market. And we've all heard about market market analysis, where a realtor will come out and basically take the information and tell you how much your house is worth. He actually does a free green market analysis, and it's coming more common, I guess, so to speak. So tell us your background, Colin, and how did you get in the real estate business?
Hey, thanks so much for having me on today. Yeah, I got started about 9 years ago and have been doing associate broker over at John Foreman Real Estate. I've been selling green properties and any property, actually, since 2008. National Association of Realtors then created a designation for us to get certified, and I think it's something that the market's actually really demanding. I think that a lot of consumers out there, a lot of buyers, sellers are interested in green properties and how to be more sustainable. And that's where I focus.
So you have this certification for green properties.
Right.
What is the definition that you would say is a green property?
So, you know, I think that the residential market isn't so much, a lot of people think of green as, you know, having just something that's sustainable or something along those lines. A lot of my buyers and sellers are looking at a different set of components. Maybe they don't want to have a car. Maybe they want to live really close to a house, or well, obviously a house, but like a where they work or where they go to school, or maybe they're also really interested because they have kids, so they want to be more concerned about certain hazards in the environment.
So it's more about lifestyle, where you want to live, versus being green as far as saving on your energy bills or trying to separate the plastics and the papers.
Yeah, a big topic right now is smart growth. So you might see this in the news and people talking about, you know, accessibility and smart design. That's exactly what a lot of my sellers and buyers are asking me about. What is the smart choice? What's the best value for them when they're looking in the market?
Okay, so let's take it from a seller's point. You want to sell my house, and you come in and you do a free market analysis, and you also throw in a free green market analysis. Mm-hmm. What are you looking for?
So I kind of break it out into four components. You know, say you've got a typical house in the area, which is built, you know, either pre-war or even something older than that. You've got four components. You've got your exterior, your envelope of the house, windows, roof, insulation, things like that to consider. Then you've got the inside of the house. So what are some things that you might want to do to increase the energy efficiency? So say you're going to go about buying an Energy Star refrigerator. Or the other component too is mechanical. Say you've got maybe an older HVAC system that needs to get replaced, or you're thinking about doing those things. And the final component is the outside, so the landscaping. Maybe you can take advantage of, you know, rain barrels, or, you know, a rain garden or things like that. And there's incentives in each one of these programs that either a seller can take advantage of, and that buyers are looking and actually might have, you know, a desired impact on their value.
Now, someone that went to sell their house, mm-hmm. are they really interested in putting all these things in, or is this someone that maybe just bought a house and say, hey, I can do all these things to my house, I can enjoy it while I'm living here, and then when I decide to sell it, it's going to increase the value of my home?
I take the approach of this way, is that if there's something that can actually give you a value tomorrow, then I think that's a good approach to how you're going to approach, you know, look at what's a buyer going to look like. So a typical buyer is likely in the millennial, and here's an example that I'll give you. You know, one of my buyers came to me the other day and was like, hey, this house doesn't have central heating and air.
Ouch.
Now, that cost is almost, you know, to the buyer, when they're thinking about that, they're thinking $20,000. So what's that actual cost to somebody that's actually going to put it in? Significantly less. And if you can actually, I had a seller that had a pre-war house. It was around 1941 or so. The seller went about putting in the new Puron system, which is the updated version instead of the Freon version. And they actually were able to get probably about a $50,000 increase in what they sold the home for, because that simple checkbox that says this home has air conditioning, because we have a lot of buyers out there that are weighing those types of options.
Okay, perfect. Now, What I would like to ask is, we do have an enrolled agent who's with Kohler Financial Solutions, Howard Keller. He's an enrolled agent. He's going to be here talking in more details about tax benefits. Are there a lot of tax benefits for people with, as you see, as like the green stuff that you're doing?
Yeah. I mean, if just on a quick mention, and obviously that your next guest is probably going to be a little more specific, but if you look at, you can Google, a lot of these counties have some great programs out there. DC has a River Smart program. Montgomery County has got another watershed program. Virginia's got a lot of tax incentives. Each one of those programs, sellers can get paid either to install rain gardens, or there's tax incentives for them installing insulation into their homes or energy efficient windows. Each one of these things are something that a homeowner can think about that's going to give them an immediate effect, even as soon as the tax year. Or as an example, you know, a lot of times you get in these homes that you might replace a bunch of windows. To the buyer, they're thinking twice what the cost is going to be, what it actually is. To a seller, you're going to reap the rewards. Either the house is going to sell faster, or they're going to go out and get a bunch of, you know, greater value on it.
And they get to cut their energy bills.
Now,
one thing I want to suggest for our listeners is, when you look into this for the tax advantages, even though we're going to have Howard, who's an enrolled agent, share his topics, always consult with your personal tax advisor or CPA, because they know your situation, and that's where you should be getting your answers for your personal situation of how you will benefit for the taxes. But by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Colin Johnson. He's with John C. Foreman Real Estate, and also he is green certified through NAR Green Designation. And I'm your host, Todd Borwood, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Colin, let's get into your real estate practice. You've been in the real estate business for how long?
Almost 9 years.
9 years. So you've seen the ups and downs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I think, you know, that's the real estate business has obviously changed a lot from many different factors. But I think the green piece, you know, the way I like to look at it, again, we talked about this earlier, was it's smart growth. And buyers and sellers are some neighborhoods are changing all over the city. And a lot of these groups are actually looking to be closer to work, school, and what they're doing on a daily basis. And I think that's also driving why these neighborhoods are turning over. One of the big things that I talk a lot about, or buyers ask me about, is they want to be closer to work and closer to their daily life. And a great example of this is the development that's occurred over on the H Street corridor. And you can take this example all throughout DC and Maryland and Virginia. But it's 45 minutes, and there's actually a great stat about this, is that 45 minutes, there is a psychological effect that somebody has. Every 45 minutes, they feel like there's an impact to their commute.
Is that with kids or without kids?
Both. It's indifferent. And so what you find is this, is that people are moving closer into neighborhoods, and they want to take advantage of these areas that have great transportation, great potential as far as dining, restaurant, retail, and those segments. And what's driving that is the reason that, you know, I see this happen all the time, is my buyers are coming to me and they say, I don't care what the house looks like, or I demand to be in a certain location. And I think that's equally as green as someone saying that I want to have maybe a green building.
Okay. Now, you keep talking, I'm going to get into demographics. Mm-hmm. My comment to you about children and no children, because I have an 8-month-old. And I'm learning that, like, the longer the commute, it's like the more time I get to myself a little bit, which I love my
That's
family.
True.
But it's like, my brother said it to me before I had kids, and it's like, my commute's like next to nothing. But God, if I had to like run an errand, I'm like, oh my God, I get to listen to music, my music. But as far as the demographics,
I'm not sure your wife wouldn't want to hear that, but yeah.
Maybe. Well, she likes country. I like different. it's an interesting conversation we have, but everything else we match. No, she likes my music too, but hers is country, gets mixed in there somehow.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with country. I just can't get used to it. All right. But moving forward, let's talk about demographics. Like, mm-hmm. I had a real estate round table. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. We had like 30, 40 real estate agents in there. A guy stands up and he's like, look, I had a guy that bought, he had a couple kids. He moved out to where there was a lot of land. Mm-hmm. And he had a place for his kids to run around and build a treehouse and do all these things and run around the house. And the kid just stayed in a freaking room and just played Xbox all day. So he ended up selling the house and said, forget that. I want to walk to everything. I want to basically walk to work. I don't want to do this long commute. And the kid's in the freaking room and still hasn't moved. Like, but why have all that space? So yeah, what type of demographics are you? Like,
you know, I guess, you know.
Empty nesters.
Yeah, there's empty nesters. You know, I've got a great population that's coming down in the city that they're looking at condos and they want to be in the heart of things. And then I got a bunch of new buyers, millennial group that's coming in, and they want to live and they want to be around the great restaurants that are opening up every day. And I think just the question that I ask a lot of people is, you know, what's going to make you the happiest for the next 5 to 7 years? Because if you think beyond that, you're just thinking too far. And I think 5 to 7 years, and this is just from personal conversations with clients, is that it's long enough that they can think, okay, yeah, maybe I'll have a kid, maybe I won't, or maybe I'll change a job, or maybe I won't. But it gives them enough time to say, okay, I'm going to grow into this house, and it's me a great fit. So, you know, there's a lot of great resources out there that people can use. And think about Walk Scores. Think about some other tools that are out there right now that can rate a neighborhood. And just think along those lines. And I think that you're going to find a great house, and it's going to be sustainable.
Perfect. Well, what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, is a chance to get in touch with Colin. He can give you a free market analysis or a free green market analysis for the property that you're currently in that you want to list later. Plus, if you want to get in touch with him about these walk-up areas and the statistics that he has, just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444, because this is a hot topic and more people are leaning towards this, and not a lot of agents know about it. But coming up next, we got Jeff Merkin. He's with Solar Energy World, and we're going to be talking about solar panels cutting your energy bills. It's the biggest, hottest topic out there. Even the government officials are tuning in.